This is the BBC.
Here's Monday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Disciples came in and we played the Pete Tong game with them. They have to guess between the real DJs and the fake ones. Have you ever directly lifted something from a TV show or a movie and passed it off as your own speech? And we've got, exclusively, the £1 Fish Man to record a new song all about the new £1 coin. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Good weekend?
Yeah, I had a good one. I went to the, in a like random move, I went to the Cotswolds, which is something I've always heard my mum and dad talk about, but it is well nice there.
It is good.
And I found myself in a situation, you know, where you think you're going somewhere really nice and then you try and look at what local activities there are to do and you get involved in stuff that you never would normally.
Oh, mate, you didn't go trout farm, did you?
I did go to the trout farm,
right.
Actually. How did you know that?
I didn't even tell you
I was going to trout farm. That was a weird experience.
I know about the trout farm.
I went to the trout farm.
Did you tickle one?
I didn't tickle, but like you walked through the doors and there was a lot going on.
Right.
But anyway, I went there and I found myself in a model village. Which is like,
no.
It's been a mad weekend.
Right. What? I've never been to one. I just see the
signs. A model village?
I've never been to one. I see the signs on the motorway, the brown signs there. What happens in there? What occurs?
Mate, you'd love it. You just walk around, you'd be like a giant, don't you? Because
everything's small.
Everything's small.
What's the actual point, though?
No, it's fair.
Okay. BBC
Radio 1. I did kind of think that when I was there. I was like, what am I doing?
Scott Mills.
Now, I don't know even whether I should be talking about this because I think I'm playing into some PR person's hands completely, okay? But I'm just a bit confused by it, and therefore they have won. But you know how a lot of reality TV stars, they always put their name to various products on Instagram?
Mm.
So you see them flog in, like, it's generally, like, stuff for fitness, or it's protein powder.
Yeah, loads of clothes. Clothes everywhere at the moment.
Like,
everyone.
Yeah, is it Kem from Love Island?
Yeah, but not just him.
It's the video that annoys you the most is him modelling at the moment.
It is. And it's easy to find on... Yeah, it's easy to find. But you know what? There's so many different grades of people doing the clothes. I'm saying it's not even just your favourite Love Islanders. It's some of the rubbish ones as well. No, I'm being serious. I don't know how it happens. They're all doing it.
Also, I notice a lot of them are flogging the... And I've never tried this, and I don't know why you would. The charcoal teeth whitening kits.
What's that about?
That's all.
What actually is that stuff?
I don't know. Anyway, like I said, I don't want to give it too much coverage because it's probably some PR person's like rubbing their hands together right now going, he mentioned it. But it looks like Chris off of Love Island.
Chris Stark, Scott Mills, is going to get a little bit litty.
He's releasing his own brand of water through a men's fashion brand. And the advert is ridiculous. It's called Low de Chris. That's water of Chris. Mineral water infused with a Chris Hughes tear. And they're actually quite a good advert of him. Like, it's the kind of like a pastiche, a kind of like a model of those kind of classic men's perfume, you know, where he's topless. It's like,
so is this
shots.
Serious? If you buy one, it contains one tear.
I don't know.
That's a bit odd.
Obviously,
isn't it?
The first thing you think is it's a joke. But now I've just checked on that clothing brand's website and they are selling it for £2 as of tomorrow.
And supposedly with a tear in.
Right.
But either way, you have completely fallen into the trap there, Scott.
I've really done it.
Yeah, you've done it. You're talking about it.
It's like my mate that bought a Love Island water bottle the other day.
Oh, really?
Right, because they were featured all the time on the show. I've fallen for it.
One. Scott Mills.
That's Craig David and Heartline on BBC Radio 1.
Does that sample I'm the King of the Castle and You're the Dirty Rascal as well?
I think it does, yeah. Good sample, Craig, but we've noticed it. You thought you got away with it. I wonder if Craig on his Australian tour is visiting the town of Yass, our favourite place.
Mm.
Yass. Hello, disciples.
Hello.
Hey.
All right, how are you doing?
How's it going?
Good.
So we've got Duval, we've got Luke, we've got Gavin. You are my tune of the week, which means I play your new tune, Jealousy, every single day this week.
Thank you, man.
And
amazing.
You know we did the same, obviously, with On My Mind, which is a tune.
Thank you.
Here's the thing, what do we get in return? Because I feel that since the start of Tune of the Week, like, we're not making the most of this, Chris.
What do you mean? Do you want, like, bespoke gifts? Or do you want, like, what is it? Traditionally, radio DJs want a jingle done. That's often the way. But I think that's been done a million times.
I think we can do more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you guys deserve so much more from
us. You know, it's two songs now.
I know.
No,
should we give them VIP passes to the shows, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
That's cool. Yeah.
They could probably get there anyway, though, can't they?
They probably can.
No, but, like, if it's the actual artists, then obviously it gets better, doesn't it? You know, when you're out DJing, obviously you've had a mad summer everywhere. Is there a time when it says Disciples on the bill, but there's only two of you or one of you?
Mm. Sometimes.
Sometimes that happens. Yeah. Never one, but two.
Okay. Yeah, there's always been two of us.
So the other one can go and do another gig somewhere else. Yes.
Well, that would be ideal.
The business mind's coming out. No, we like to always keep it a free. But if someone is ill or didn't catch their flight back from Ibiza,
Gavin,
then
it happens. Yeah.
Then there will be two. But
doesn't the promoter go, where's the other one?
He started to now.
Yeah, before that, he didn't really mind.
They didn't really mind, but now they actually know there's three of us. They're like, oh my God, where's Luke? Where's DeVal? Where's Gavin?
That's a really interesting point. So for a disciple show to go ahead, what is it, 2/3 majorities needed?
At least.
Fine. Okay.
One is bad, I think.
One is really bad.
One is bad.
I mean, I'm not bad, but you know what I mean? It just looks bad.
Yeah.
It's like they're not getting VFM there, value for money.
Also, missing the plane from Ibiza, right? I nearly did that for the first time this summer. It was the first time that I'd gone to Ibiza. And actually, we saw you guys. You were hanging around with Danny at the Mambo Studio,
which was the
hottest place I think I've ever
on
been.
Earth.
Oh, my God, it was so hot.
That was a hot day.
And why did you nearly miss the flight? Was that just straight up partying? Or
there's a place called DC10 and Amnesia. And if you're there till 7 a.m...
Well, there's a place called Ibiza.
Ibiza in general can just take your soul and make you miss flights.
Do you know this? Rita Ora sometimes gets her sister to do her European radio interviews.
No way.
That can't be true.
Because they really sound alike.
They do sound alike.
So she's like, oh, babe, you just do this interview for Latvia for me. And we're like, yeah, all right.
Oh, nice.
Is that out of laziness or she's doing something else?
Probably doing something else.
And a little bit of laziness.
Yeah.
To be fair, she is a busy girl. I've seen her Insta stories.
After Ibiza and everything else that you do in the summer, what do you do in the winter, like hibernate?
Well, that's a good question because we're just about to go in and finish off our album.
Mm.
So we're actually doing that within the next couple of days.
So when you asked what can we give you, I was going to suggest putting your name in a song, but VIP tickets are much better now.
I want the name in the song.
The name of the song is good.
It's too late. Listen, last Friday you were on Pete Tong's Friday Night Show performing from Maid of Vale. Actually, Sophie, who worked on the show, has sent me a bit of Inyo Nabingo from your Maid of Vale session.
Oh, dear.
You said this.
I think my favourite part is when our guitarist goes hard towards the end. I think he thinks he's in a funk band or something.
that sounds like us.
We're always on the lookout, even though it's not on at the moment. Right, okay. So you did Pete Tong show. You know exactly what Pete's like. We have a thing on the show called the Pete Tong game, which I'd like to introduce you to after we play Jealousy, all right?
Uncle Pete.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Disciples here. Hi, guys.
Hey, what's going on?
Sounds good, that, doesn't it, Jealousy?
We've heard it a million times, but it sounds better each time.
That's the thing. As soon as it's on the radio, it feels different.
We're not bored of it.
No, we're not either. We love it.
Is there a song that you guys perform that you're starting to get a little bit tired of performing, or is it just straight on
vibes
every time?
Never. Different crowds every time.
Yeah. Right.
People showing love. It's what we do. This is our life. So.
I hate How Deep Is Your Love, by the way.
Right, so we do a thing on the show called the Pete Tong Game. Obviously, Pete plays loads of new tracks from DJs every single week. We get Pete to read out some of these names of DJs and artists. Some of them are actual artists and DJs, some of them are made up. But you're in this world, right? The world of dance. So I reckon you'll ace this game. You ready?
Fantastic.
Okay, here's Pete Tong. This may or not be real.
Continuing where we left off is Pete Tong's tag team mix.
Stepping up to take control of next week's tag team mix, I'm delighted to welcome a legend of the French touch scene. All hail, j'adore, oui, oui.
Sounds like it could be on his show.
J'adore, oui, oui. Oh, my.
I love oui, oui.
Yeah.
I can speak a little bit French, so that's definitely wrong. That's not a person.
You know what?
I think we can all work out j'adore, oui, oui.
Find some crazy things on Beatport.
There's some crazy DJ names out there.
I love Wee Wee.
Yeah. What about that one that was on before us the other day when we did that show? Loco Ping Pong or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the kind of name we would read out and it would be a real one.
So, that's not real.
No real?
Not real.
Correct, no reel. What about this one, though? What about this one?
I'm Pete Tong, back with another 3 hours of the hottest electronic music from around the world. What a way to start. Brand new Tube and Burger with Ruckus and track 10 from Sasha.
Yes?
Yeah, 100%. Tube and Burger?
Yeah?
Yeah, we're going to go for yes.
See, I knew they'd know. And yeah. Correct.
There you go.
But this is where we failed in the past, Scott, isn't it?
Well, we just don't know.
We just don't know.
All right, here's your next one, Disciples.
One more before this week's Hot Mix. And when Tool Room's head honcho, Mark Knight, hands you a record and says you have to play this, you don't ignore him. A huge tech house banger from Amsterdam resident, Horsey Kisser.
See, he says it so convincingly.
Horsey Kisser.
It could be on his show.
I think that's real.
Have you played with them before?
What do you think?
You're a bit of a Horsey Kisser, ain't you?
I am. I love horses.
Okay. That's what it means.
Anyway, that's definitely not true.
No?
It's
correct
true.
Again. Correct. No, no, you're right. You're right. You're right.
I'm good.
Right, you're good at this. Okay, I've got one more for you.
We continue with tracks from Jesse Rose, a brand new one taken
you've
from...
You've probably played with this lot.
...latest EP. And the new one on Tool Room Records. It's Munich's up-and-coming super producer, Posh Vank.
That's so close. That is too close. How did you get away with this?
Oh, it's a new, it's Germany's new up-and-coming DJ. Yeah.
It's just that when Pete says it, you just believe it.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the voice.
He sells it. He sells it. I'm about to get tickets to that show.
Yeah.
The new one on Tool Room Records. It's Munich's up-and-coming super producer, Posh Vank.
So what's your thoughts?
Gavin, what are we going for? What are we going for?
I mean, that's definitely true, isn't it?
That's got to be true.
That's got to be true.
Let's
I hope it's true.
Let's
anyway.
Go for it.
Let's find out. Posh Vank, not Germany's new DJ.
Well, it should be.
Made up, I know.
Someone's got to take that name now.
3 out of 4, though. I knew they'd ace it.
Mm, they did well.
God.
Thank you.
You were saying earlier, this is the first time you've been to Radio 1 in the day.
Yes.
In the daytime.
We walked in and we was like, this is...
Ooh,
this
bright
is
lights.
Yeah, I've been in this room, but it's not the same.
Yeah. You come in here at night, it's a different place.
Yeah, I think it's because there's a lot less people around, so everyone who comes in here at evening kind of has run of the place. And
Danny Howard's a bit weird.
Danny,
yeah, it just goes a bit wavy.
Stuff he's done on people's desks, you know.
Right.
Know.
Oh, wow. It's because there's no one around, but like, as you can see, it's a full office of people now, different vibe.
I can imagine. Yeah.
Listen, boys, I'm really enjoying Tune of the Week. Thanks very much for coming to see us. Disciples, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Scott Mills.
Doing a DJ gig for this big company on Friday, and this 50-year-old guy comes up to me and goes, "Can I have wild thoughts?" I'm like, I don't want to think about you. You grind into that, thanks.
Scott, it's so weird. I was thinking exactly the same. I had a very similar situation with a slightly older lady.
Sure.
Who, again, wanted wild thoughts, and you're thinking... Wow, this is your
just
moment.
The kind of,
it's because it's and obviously the way you dance to this, or at least you try and dance in a sexy way to this, you know.
I studied his dancing; it was not sexy.
I'd love to see your dad dance into this.
Oh, not Pete.
Don't imagine
it. Don't bring Pete into
it. But he would. Do you remember that time that we were DJing, and your dad came along? And he was forced onto the dance floor and really gave it some. A song like that would just be wonderful.
My man's telling me no.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I like doing now... So was this another DJ set you were
on?
Isle of, can I have wild thoughts?
Similar thing. Yeah.
What I like doing now is sometimes recording the often awkward pre-chat that we have with artists or bands or actors... before we start the interview.
This is a great idea.
So I did this with Disciples just now.
Because
we're just about to go on air.
It's really awkward, isn't it? Because the pre-chat that you have, you don't really want to discuss anything that you're about to talk about in the actual interview. So you end up in this situation where you are talking rubbish with someone.
So out of the three, one of them was like, one of us smells and it's like kept sniffing their armpits. And then one of them was like, one of us is definitely beefing. Which obviously smelling of BO, because they forgot to put deodorant on. Here's the chat.
What's up?
It's just not the right one for me.
Yeah. Do you know sometimes I leave out an armpit?
No, you know what? I think women's ones work better than men's.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's actually true.
Why?
That's a trick.
I don't know why.
What do you mean you leave out an armpit?
So, like, when I'm washing, I notice that actually sometimes I've left out the right one.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, also big. Only one beast.
Yeah. I'm like, why is that one? And I look back to the morning and think, oh, that's mine.
Yeah, that's mine. And sometimes if you don't lather up in the shower.
Yeah, I have to lather up,
yeah,
definitely.
Because it doesn't.
Is it lather or lava?
It's whatever you want it to be.
Okay, now I'm actually worried now that was better than the actual interview.
Scott Mills.
Second City, I Want to Feel on BBC Radio 1. I'm Scott Mills. Hope your Monday afternoon is going okay. See, I just said that by mistake, but I quite like the new word that I've just invented. You've never heard it before.
No, I've never heard it. And I think it might be one of those that we all look back on as the new, maybe the new lol. You never know.
Laughternoon? You never heard it before, have you?
I've never heard
That's my word. It's like Donald Trump at the weekend said he invented the word fake.
Yeah, I don't think that's true, but I think...
Well, he thinks it is.
No, what I'm saying is I think I'd be very surprised if someone else has come up with laughternoon.
Yeah. Oh, someone will claim it, but that's not true. You know how sometimes we get the one for Radio 1 song sung into the start of songs? So it sounds really cool. You know, like on a lot of the songs you hear like one.
BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1. Yeah?
Yeah.
The James Bay one that we just played makes me laugh a lot because, I mean, it's great, but it sounds like they're going to do it for the entire song.
One. BBC Radio.
One! Now, what I think one artist should do at some point is just make an entire song of ones just for us to play, because we'd play it a lot.
That's a great idea.
One.
Yeah, good idea.
Right? Just do the ones. One.
Oh, I'm going mad.
One. BBC
Radio
1.
Where it begins. One.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Nick, who says, I finally lost all the stress pizza weight from finals over the summer. It's true. Get stressed. Have final exams. Eat pizza. First day of her master's course, and she's craving all the pizza again already.
That said, I guess we'll all be winter bulking soon, right?
Won't be long. I'll give you the word, but there will be winter bulking quite soon. Cause Christmas, cause no one's going to see your body.
And cold.
Let's all just get hairy and cold together and just bulk up, guys. Oh, that was Ray Morris, and Do It on BBC Radio 1.
That was
horrible.
Inspiring.
Oh, rubbish. George in Middlesbrough. Cartoon Network did Laughternoons 2 years ago. Why does always someone have to think of it first?
Scott Mills.
You know, noticeably lately I've been wearing often no socks with trainers.
Yeah.
You notice this?
Yeah.
And you're like, should I start doing that? You'll notice like all around town a lot of blokes are...
A lot more people do this, yeah.
Are doing it.
One in particular.
Just to flash the ankle. Who's that?
Oh, it's this guy, Marcus. Every wedding that we go to, he wears trousers, no socks. I always think it's... Well, it doesn't seem right.
No, but the trainer no socks thing is a look at the moment with a flash of the ankle, right?
Right.
I know you're thinking of doing it. Don't. I've just read this article. Basically, it's going to, if you don't wear socks, it's going to soak into the unbreathable material in your shoes. Podiatrists are saying, don't do it for foot health.
That's the price for fashion then,
no,
isn't
but
it?
I have also, like, you think I've got no socks on. I've got those like little trainer socks on that you can't see, you see? Just, the little ones that just cover your feet, yeah?
Got you.
Also, favourite bit of the article, guess how much sweat your feet kick out every day?
I don't want to know this. This is gross.
People have stopped eating now. It's fine. Guess.
Go on.
Half a pint.
Scott Mills.
Just been in the lift, stopping at every floor with the One Show's Matt Baker.
Oh, nice.
This is nice.
Small talk?
Well, the thing is, after floor three, I don't know Matt that well. I only ever see him in the lift. You do run out, and it's like, stops the next floor, and then the fifth, sixth, seventh, we're on the eighth. I'd run out. I'm going to write stuff on my hand for when things like that happen, like talking points.
You think his small talk would be exceptional just because the nature of the One Show is there's a lot of different topics.
Plenty of small talk on that show.
So you could literally, maybe that's what you do with Matt Baker if you see him, you just say a word, I don't know, badges, something, and then he comes in with the facts.
Our small talk game was not strong. Does remind me though, I quite like to do something in the lifts here at the BBC quite soon again for this show. Mm. It's been a while.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Matt.
Yas, Queen.
Yas. Where are you at the moment?
I'm in Boston.
Boston, Lincolnshire?
Lincolnshire, yeah.
Not to be confused with the one, the United States of America.
No. Quite similar.
Okay, what do you do?
I'm sat in the van, mostly at work. I'm a plumbing heating engineer.
Oh, you're a plumber?
Yeah, heating engineer. Darling.
Oh, right. Oh, love.
And the reason you're in the van, is this a long lunch? What's going on?
Yeah, you could say that.
Right.
You can help Chris out because he's got a house that needs every kind of work doing to it right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's got no heating, no toilet, no kitchen, no...
I had a terrible situation the other night. I don't think we've talked about this. Probably can't go into too much detail, but I had a really terrible situation where I woke up in the night. I was staying at mine. I forgot that they sort of turned all the water off and everything like that. I was led into a false sense of security.
And then sometimes when you think, okay, I've got up in the night for a reason, I need to go. Really go.
There was no toilet paper for one, which was, that was my fault. That wasn't you guys' fault. But the water not flushing at that point was nearly a disaster.
Yeah. Hey, I understand it was your best mate's wedding at the weekend.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
So, speech went okay, did it?
I thought so, yeah. It's full of really cheesy puns, but I shouldn't mention some of them.
Be honest with me, did you lift it directly from a film or someone else's speech, or was it all your own work?
It was all my own work, actually.
I seem to think this is happening a lot at the moment, where various, whole paragraphs of TV shows or films get lifted and then used as someone else's speech. I'd quite like to do something about this on the show tomorrow, actually. Mm.
I think if people are honest, often in especially best man speeches, things like that, you will take inspiration, well, more than inspiration, you will basically copy a movie or a song. Yeah, I reckon it happens a lot, Scott.
Yeah, let me know. If you have lifted something from a movie for a speech, an important speech, like a best man speech or something, let me know on 81199. OK, Matt, this is what I've got for you today. Some early Ellie Goulding.
Just in the mood for this, are you, Scott?
Is yeah.
Feeling
quite,
it?
Quite chilled. Figure Eight by Ellie Goulding.
All right, Matt, you can
don't
have
hear
that.
It so often.
True. Or you can have my choice today, which is this.
Just putting my coat on.
This is Green Day, American Idiot.
All I can hear is indicators going.
Indicators.
They mean business.
Well, they're both great choices. Just wondered, have you got a second choice at all?
Or what is that about?
It's not the six chair challenge. It's
Well, I was kind of hoping that you'd play Alien Ant Farm, Chris.
Well, we haven't got that. That's completely ruining the rules.
So how many choices would we have had to go through to end up in a situation where you're like, and that's the one, we'll go with that.
What's going on today? I was hoping you'd have Alien Ant Farm, said no one ever.
Because I did go through a phase of putting it in quite a lot and then no one was choosing it. Is that what you mean, Matt?
It is, yeah, it is.
Like,
yeah.
All right, well, look, Green Day, American Idiot, it's not like a million miles away, is it?
Oh, I'm sure Green Day would be happy with that.
I do normally go with you, Chris, so... why change of a habit of a lifetime?
I knew it.
Sorry, I'm obvious. Just not an Ellie Goulding fan.
Obvious from the start, okay. I'll pass on your thoughts.
Jeez.
I'll text her now. Songs with bleeps in, ho! Oh,
big song that, though. That's really funny.
Makes you think there's more rude words than there actually are. That's American Idiot by Green Day on BBC Radio 1. You mentioned there the six-chair challenge. Are they still persisting with that on X Factor, are they?
Yeah, that was last night, actually, I watched that.
And is really relevant in 2017, Judge Louis Walsh still on?
Sharon Osbourne.
Oh, God.
Mrs. O.
Oh, God, I've woke up. It's 2004. Fair and square win, that, on bangers.
Mm.
That can't be beaten. Not even with one of my favourite Ellie Goulding songs, Figure Eight. OK, I'll try better tomorrow.
Scott Mills.
Sam from Cardiff. His best man made a speech at his engagement party that was totally inspired by a monologue from Tommy Pickles off of the Rugrats movie. Not one person noticed. Not one in the whole congregation. Let us know if you've directly lifted a speech and used it as your own from a movie or TV show, anything.
Yeah, we can keep you anonymous if needs be.
Scott Mills.
Mills here. More pop stars should put on social what they're doing right this minute. Sam Smith is currently watching The Notebook. Bit sad for Monday. Also, I just found out the Pussycat Dolls have confirmed they're back on. Who signed that petition? But it does mean that I can put buttons on bangers without being laughed out of good. Radio 1. Or even worse, beep. It's funny when someone's looking at you, beep. Remember that one?
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Oh, now I've mentioned the Pussycat Dolls reunion. Chris is now watching some old Pussycat Dolls videos.
Yeah, just because you just reminded me of a different time. Do you remember, also, the reason why I quite like watching Pussycat Dolls videos is because when you watch them, you realise how much that they hated each other,
yeah,
right?
And then
in the videos, they're like pretending to be friends.
Yeah, it was a bit of a Fifth Harmony situation.
Oh, very much so. Also, yeah. There was too many of them.
It's far too many.
It was like overstaffed.
Massively overstaffed. Do you think they're all coming back?
How did you deal with it? Did you interview them?
Yeah, quite a lot. The first time I interviewed them, I fell off my chair backwards.
Do you do it in batches or what?
No, you do them all at once, but at least three of them don't talk at all, so it's fine.
Oh, that's fine then.
So they'll be back on. Yeah, too many of them, I agree.
Way too many.
Yeah. What video were you looking at?
I'm currently watching Stick With You.
Oh. It's not like, you've got a really nice face, but I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
Natural song.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, so the £1 coin, the old one, is off. So look down the back of the sofa, because soon you won't be able to spend them at all. I mean, you will for a bit, but not long. They will cease to be legal tender. Now, we've been really struggling. I said to Chris earlier that I wanted to cover this on air. He was like, well, I've got no ideas what we could do.
No, you said this morning, you're like, is there something in the £1 coin thing? I was like, I left it about half an hour, and normally we can think of something good, and then I really struggled, and I was honest with you. I said, Scott, I'm really struggling apart from, you know, the obvious idea.
Which is?
Stick a £1 coin to the ground.
Oh, yeah, and see who picks it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch people struggle.
So, I mean, the oldest prank in the book, you just glue a £1 coin there to the floor and see who comes and picks it up. I tried this in the office earlier with some double-sided sticky tape, but it was so rubbish, I'm not even going to put the video anywhere.
Oh, no, you should put the video somewhere.
Shall I?
It's the worst thing we've ever done.
It's so bad. I'll put it on my Insta, okay. But I think we found the solution on how to cover this. It's the £1 fish man, unofficial spokesman of the English pound. Hello, Shahid.
Hello, how are you?
Good, it's Scott and Chris here. You all right?
I'm all right.
Big news today that the £1 coin is obviously going to be discontinued, but that's the old £1 coin. What do you think about this £1 fish man?
I think it's sad to see this pound go, because for me it was this pound that gave me fame throughout the world and was the beginning of my new career. It sold all the great memories of the United Kingdom and the British public, which gave me so much love and fame. But the positive thing is that with this coin changing, the history behind this great currency will remain forever.
Exactly. I mean, it's still obviously a £1, but it's just got more sides.
Shahid, have you thought about releasing a new song to celebrate the pound coin?
I would love nothing more than to release a song dedicated to the new pound. I am very well known as the £1 fish man.
Yes,
I would love the chance given the opportunity, and I would love to sing again in London.
Well, this is obviously your original track.
£1 fish, have a look. £1 fish, have a look. £1 fish, very, very good. £1 fish, very, very cheap. £1 fish, £6, £5, £1.
But Shahid, what we do quite a lot on the show is we also play the follow-up, Michael Jackson, which we love.
Michael Jackson, we still love you. We will love you, Michael Jackson.
Now, confusingly, what I've done here is actually written you a new £1 coin song, but it's to the tune of the second one, Michael Jackson. Is that okay?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to test this out for you now, and then maybe you could sing it back to me, okay? Here's what I've got for you. New £1 coin. It's got 8 sides. It is lovely. New £1 coin. Do you like it?
It's great. It's great. It's very, very good.
Okay. Do you want to try it for me?
Yes, I would like to sing. New £1 coin. It's got 8 sides. It is lovely. New £1 coin.
That's a banger right there.
I think that's the new one. I think that's the new one ready to go, Shahid. Thank you so much, Shahid, for giving us your time today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love Pound, and I would like to introduce the new Pound, like One Pound Fish song, yep. Japan to America. And you can see I'm a brand ambassador of One Pound.
Yes, you are. And get that song recorded immediately before someone else does it.
Yeah, in my opinion, it should be your face on the new £1 coin.
And the special message is the very, very honorable Queen Elizabeth. She is symbol of the Pound, and I am Shahid. I am a singer of the Pound.
Yes, that's right. You and the Queen. Honoured to speak to you today. Thank you, Shahid.
Scott Mills.
Sometimes our attention to detail really needs some work on this show.
In what sense?
We've completely messed it up.
Oh, the sides. Yeah, well, I think it's a minor problem in covering the new £1 coin.
New £1's got 12 sides. People are like, come on, you're better than this. It's just the research aspect, you know?
I know what you mean, but that's not really our fault, me and you. There's a whole team of people here who should have spotted that. No, I'm being real about it. Like,
it's not 8 sides, so the song doesn't work. It's got 12 sides? Yeah, actually, it still works.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
J Balvin, Willie William, Beyonce, Mijente on Radio 1. Unlike Justin Bieber, she can actually speak and sing Spanish. She's done it before. I didn't know this, right? But there was a point earlier on in her career where she did all of her old songs in Spanish.
Did she?
And released them, yeah, to Spain, obviously, and to Latin America. I read out the titles. You see if you can tell me the ones that she's recorded in Spanish.
Mm.
Okay? Si yo fuera un chico.
And what have I got to give the translation on this?
Yeah, or? What's that song?
The English. All the Single Ladies.
No, If I Were a Boy.
Sorry.
Bello Embustero.
Crazy in Love.
Beautiful Liar. Doing well. Oye.
Oh, this must be easy. That must be I don't know.
Listen. And finally.
This is harder than. Am I the only one finding this one hard? Yeah.
Finally. Irreplaceable.
I'll go for All the Single Ladies again.
It's irreplaceable, Chris.
Radio 1. Scott Mills. Scott Mills.
See, I wanted to make a Spanish song with you, like everyone's doing at the moment, like Despacito, Reggaeton Lento, but now that your Spanish is so poor, I'm not convinced it's
your
a goer.
Spanish isn't very good.
I would have got Irreplaceable as irreplaceable.
Yeah, I know, but first you've got a good you've got to have a good handle on what the Beyonce songs are, and it's very hard at the top of your head because she's had so many massive songs to think of the right one.
Right.
Even I get what you mean. It sounds similar, yeah. And you've made me look stupid because of it.
Not
but
sure. Just put a little bit of a spanner in the works, to be fair.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Get the whole show wherever you are on the BBC iPlayer radio app. Scott Mills.